give her a sign of salawat for Sister Masuma Haider from New York. Shalawat. Salawat.
Directly related to the topic, however, I just wanted to share a quick story in which we came on a bus from New York to Kansas City, and alhamdulillah, we finally made it after a 24-hour ride. And on the bus, we had a really great Maulana with us, Maulana Aga Mahdi, who gave us a small speech in the beginning of our trip, and it really resonated with me in terms of reminding me of why we're all here today at Muslim Congress. And he reminded us that even coming to MC this weekend, to kind of think of it as a spiritual journey, that we're not here just just to listen to speeches and meet people we haven't seen in a real long time, but to make our intention as if we're going on a ziyarat and going to reform ourselves. And he ended his speech by reminding us about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And he said that when Imam Hussein left Medina for Karbala, the difference is that he knew that he wasn't going to return. And when he left saying that I'm leaving to reform the ummah of my grandfather. And he left saying that I'm not going for power. And he reminded us that every time we leave our homes or wherever we journey to remind ourselves that we're also leaving to reform ourselves and that make our purpose clear for wherever we go and whatever we do, that it should be to reform ourselves and that it's not for the power of our ego or our desires. So with that said, this poem is a little bit more about transformation and the concept of change. And inshallah, I'll just begin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What if we didn't accept the status quo? What if we didn't take society as our rule of thumb? What if we controlled our anger and transferred it to anger against injustices? What if we battled our souls? What if we stood up for principles of Islam instead of fear of people? What if religious people weren't so intimidating and more inviting? What if non-religious people, quote unquote non-religious people, weren't quick to judge or call people fanatic? What if they're just following the truth? What if we opened our eyes? What if we focused on unveiling our hearts and not our hijabs? What if we strived? What if we didn't buy into the media's lies? What if we recognized the right way to do Amr bil Ma'ruf? What if we weren't afraid to speak the truth? What if we defended Allah's laws? What if we allow trials and afflictions to strengthen us than succumb us? What if we perceive compliments as false impressions? What if people really knew of our sins? What if we humbled ourselves before giving advice? What if we didn't think Amr bil Ma'ruf was necessary just because we think we need to do it and not understand the purpose? What if we realized the right time and place for everything? What if divorce rates in the Muslim community weren't so high? What if parenting skills were emphasized? What if recognizing that the salary of being a housewife is just as valued as being a professional? What if we instilled good habits into our children early on so we didn't have to complain or worry later on? What if we didn't allow doubts to dominate our hearts? What if we gave knowledge a chance? What if we learned each day something new that refreshed our hearts closer towards Allah? What if we didn't think the afterlife and day of judgment were a fiction of our imagination? What if we realized it's true, it's real? What if we took every death as a real life experience of how short life really is? What if we didn't forget? What if we thought we could control everything in our human capacity but realized not the time of death? What if we could acquire every kind of knowledge, but realize we still have limited knowledge on the fate of our afterlife? What if every night we laid down before going to bed and pretended we were in our coffin? What if we didn't know the answers to the angels' questions? What if we didn't hear things like this and thought, oh, that's nice and true, but transfer them into action, striving, thought, process? What if we weren't so self-absorbed in our plans and thoughts? What if we instead daydreamed about living in the government of Imam al-Mahdi? What if smiles lit our face at the thought of seeing the Imam? What if we didn't feel the need to overcompensate for our identity? What if we weren't scared to be who we are? What if we didn't justify Islam? What if we didn't make so many excuses for ourselves? What if we could be religious yet well-balanced and well-rounded? What if we realized well-rounded didn't mean hypocritical or a contradiction? What if we did all this and it triggered the reappearance of our Imam? What if we didn't have to say what if? What if everything was what is? See, that's the problem exactly. What if? We love to fantasize and dream about perfecting our souls. What if we could revolutionize our communities? What if we could revolutionize our souls? But why can't we pull the strength from within, go forward, step ahead? Why do we feel like it's too late? Why do we live in a bubble? Why do we shelter ourselves from world atrocities? Why do we accept bad habits? Why aren't we outraged with the state of our ummah? Where is the passion? Where is the anger? Why are we silent? Why have we blended to such a degree that we can't find ourselves? Why is fear our guide? What if we let wisdom shower us? What if we fell in love with the truth? What if we practiced? What if we could go to the center and didn't have cliques or groups? What if we were warm and welcoming to converts and anyone new? What if we didn't pick petty fights over trivial things? What if we empowered ourselves? What if we stopped accepting we're trying as enough? What if we truly marched for truth every single day? What if we didn't waste our time on purposeless conversations? What if we instead use that time to communicate intimately with the Almighty? What if we didn't assume so quick? What if we used benefit of doubt? What if we transcended racial biases? What if we imprinted the knowledge we heard in speeches into our hearts? What if we could just smile? What if we could use hardships to strengthen us and not make us bitter? What if we just said Alhamdulillah and continued to strive? What if we didn't complain that life is too hard and just became stronger? What if we trained our minds and souls to engulf the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every action? What if we pretended we were being watched on a camera for 5 hours? What if that camera was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 24 hours? What if the fear we have of cops writing us a ticket was the same fear for the angels writing down our deeds? What if hijab was suspected as the cool thing and not uploading different hairstyles onto our Facebook? What if we didn't have to remove our hijab because we thought we weren't good enough Muslims in other regards? What if instead we removed the other bad habits and kept our hijab? What if we took one step forward instead of one step backwards? What if we clarified the difference between recognizing truth and standing up versus being judgmental? What if, at the same time, we weren't quick to criticize while we ourselves are immensely flawed? What if we focused on our faults as well? What if we challenged ourselves? What if we didn't deny our souls the chance to dive into Iman? What if we forgave ourselves and lived in hope? What if we removed doubt? What if we allowed certainty to take over us? What if we weren't blind? What if we started thinking for ourselves? What if we understood the importance of authority in Islam? What if we didn't mix opinion with Islam and truth? What if we knew when to be silent? What if we knew when to speak up? What if we had patience when our du'as weren't answered? What if we realized that Allah does what's best and forgot about the rest? What if we kept good friends? What if we followed good habits and trends? What if those trends were the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? What if we relied on Allah? What if we trusted Him? What if we realize His promises are true? What if we're committing the same oppression that was done against the Ahlul Bayt? What if we are the people of Kufa? What if we are silent? What if practicing Islam was in and being Muslim only by name was out? What if we set the new trend? What if praying namaz precisely at its time is encouraged at our gatherings? What if compassion was given a chance? What if we yearned for guidance? What if we prayed? Just prayed. Simply prayed. What if all of this can make a difference? What if these changes affected our final destination? What if we changed? What if we didn't? What if we were thankful? What if we prostrated with gratitude? What if we didn't give up when things got tough? What if we withstood the challenges of life? What if Ramadan and Muharram weren't the only times for renewal? What if we started fresh and stronger every single day? What if we didn't mistreat people or violated their rights? What if we were united? What if we embraced each other? What if we shared our knowledge? What if we read the stories from the Quran and saw them as more than merely stories? What if we opened the Quran more often? What if we read it after opening it? What if we pondered what we read? What if we did that every day? What if we were cautious about our intentions? What if we extended a salam? What if we did things to please Allah only? What if we weren't so lost, and what if we reflected? What if we had discipline? What if we were content with what we had? What if Allah was enough and sufficient for us, the way that He was sufficient for Imam Hussein? What if we followed Imam Hussein's message and weren't slaves to our desires and shaitan? What if we were free? What if it's too late? Or what if it's too not? Thank you.